134th contact, August 13, 1980, 11:16 p.m. Billy, here, I brought you the written decision of the group members. Ta, 1. We already know that they have chosen the implementation of the 12 months. Billy, then I can spare myself a long speech. Semyas, 1. Such is not necessary because we only have a few things to explain about these concerns. Quetzal, 1. That is of correctness, which is why I would also equally like to explain the following. 2. It. Billy, one moment, please. First of all, if I may, I would still like to attach this letter here. The Han. Ta, 2. You know that you are not supposed to give us any more letters. Billy, this is not just an ordinary letter. It's about a suggestion and clarification for people who want to join us. The Pfeifenberger family, for itself and for its friends, asks for advice on various matters. Semyas, 2. Nevertheless, I cannot agree to read the lines. 3. Clearly and plainly, we'll refrain from reading any form of any writings in letters, etc., and we want to hold ourselves to this. 4. On the other hand, you can very well tell us the concern so that we may then decide on it. Billy, I see. Semyas, 5. But this is just an exception and should not be duplicated. Billy, of course not. Ta, 3. This doesn't exclude that at the expiration of the 12 months, this arrangement can be changed again if everything goes to our satisfaction. Billy, that is really sweet of you. Ta, 4. If it should be like this, however, then every single group member must now seek to fulfill his duty. 5. We cannot help in this because on the one hand, it would be wrong, and on the other hand, in the coming time, we will be busy with monitoring functions relating to serious future earthly affairs. Billy, do you mean the rising military conflicts in the Middle East? Ta, 6. That is correct, we will be very taken up by the imminent outbreak of war between the countries Iran and Iraq, which will produce bad consequences and will not be the end of the wars in the Persian Gulf because at the beginning of the 90s, another war will follow, a multinational war provided by the United States Army in Iraq. 7. This war will be followed by a second war released by the USA against Iraq in 2003. 8. In the coming times, it will become more and more obvious through the USA that America craves world domination. Billy, to my knowledge, the first war should unfold near the beginning of September of this year, right? Ta, 9. That is correct, but keep this officially silent up to that time. 10. You can only talk about this in the closest group circle. Billy, I have no interest in making any of these matters open. Presently, I am so down that I'm not even interested in talking to just a single person about anything. Semyas, 6. That is understandable, but now, tell us about what you addressed earlier. Billy, ah. Yes, the concerns of the Pfeifenberger family. Their letter states that they want to join our group, but in St. Veit, Austria, they own a building that is somehow giving them difficulties. Now, they say that they want to devote themselves wholeheartedly to our cause, but they need your advice in return. Ta, 11. If it is as they say, then we will give them the appropriate advice. 12. But for now, we will detail the concerns. 13. Let my daughter read the letter, after which she should then decide on it. Semyas, 7. But that contradicts our arrangements, father. Ta, 14. It is a special case, which is an exception. Semyas, 8. But. Ta, 15. It really seems to be a special case. Semyas, 9. Well, then I want to see what suggestions we should give. 10. Give me the letter, please. 11. Well, It seems to be worthwhile if we get to the bottom of these concerns and give appropriate suggestions. 12. Quetzal, please take this letter and this paper from our friend, on which he has noted the address. 13. Immediately endeavor with your equipment over there and analyze everything very closely. 14. We will wait here for you, during which time my father and I can clarify everything to Billy and explain what is required. Quetzal, 3. Then immediately, I fly. 4. Goodbye. Billy, and away he goes. Where did he have his ship? Simias, 15. It anchored just a few meters above ours. Billy, I would also like to have such a teleportation device just once because it is easier than having to concentrate, which only works properly if one is not mentally burdened. Ta, 16. That is correct, but for you, such a device holds too many dangers in itself because you would make the Earth people, or a great many of them, belligerent, and they would not even hold back from assassinating you just to be in possession of the device. Simias, he didn't think seriously of the possibility of possessing such, father. Ta, 17. No? Simias, 17. Of course not. 18. He just wanted to explain that it would be more convenient for him if he could possess and use such a device if the situation on the Earth permitted it. Ta, 18. Seriously? Simias, 19. Sure, it was clear from his speech. Ta, 19. Then I don't understand because he said that he would like to be in possession of such a transporter device just once. Simias, 20. Sure, but he said literally, 21. He would like to have such a teleportation device just once. Ta, 20. Oh, now I understand. He is an Aquarius born, and theoretically, you also have that character such that, depending on your sentence structure, you can express different things at the same time, so in this case, the wish also included that the wish fulfillment is impossible due to my superfluous explanation. Simias, 22. Certainly. Billy, that is so, and we can't help it that we think so complicatedly. Ta, 21. Think complicatedly? 22. I would rather say that it is very rational and logical thinking. It's just that the non-Aquarius born often have trouble correctly understanding you in the sense of your words. Billy, do you want to say with this that this also gives you difficulties? Simias, 23. Certainly, there are also still misunderstandings with us, as is the case with the Earth people. Billy, oh, I had never really thought of that. Ta, 23. However, this is accurate, but now, I would like to talk about what we addressed before Quetzal's departure. 24. These are issues that we consider to be necessary changes, which should finally lead to the strengthening of the individual group members and the entire group. 25. We make a logical requirement to achieve certain goals, but this depends on the free will of the individual group members. 26. Every group member is also free in his decision of whether he wants to invest himself into the demands or not, but a non-investment results in an irrevocable exclusion if the 12 months have expired. 27. The whole exercise is a logical act of enforced non-violence, in which each group member can invest himself at his own discretion. 28. We have already drawn up some guidelines, which are to be learned and followed, which appear as follows. 29. 1. The new order, with its particular demands, will be effective on the date of the 1st of September, 1980. 30. 2. The 1st of September, 1980 begins the set period of 12 months, during which time the group members have to fix several shortcomings, such as false character traits, self-ingenuity, learning resentment, disinterest, contentiousness, lust for power, egoism, hysteria, and many other bad habits, bad vices, and other errors. 31. 3. After the 12 months, a test of all those involved has to take place through you, in reference to their actually learned knowledge, the results of which you have to submit to us. 32. We will then, in cooperation with the High Council, decide on the qualifications of the individual group members. 33. The questionnaire is already prepared by you and necessary for this. 34. This test will decide who among the previous group will continue on as members. 35. 4. Each one from the present group who invests himself into our demands must do so completely. 36. Malicious infringements mean an exclusion without revocation before the expiration of the period of 12 months. 37. Our most urgent demands are 38. As of September 1, 1980, lessons for the English language are to be introduced to the group, in which the following persons have to participate: Jacobus, Engelbert, the children Gilgamesh, Atlantis, and Methuselah, and in the further one to follow, Cornelia, Elsie, your wife, Ava, Madeleine, Mary, and Bernadette. 39. For these particular ones mentioned, at least 1 2-hour lesson at the center each week should apply, and the best solution would be that a suitable instructor at the center gives these lessons. 40. B. The second point of learning the English language is that non-resident members of the center, Roland and Hannah, should learn the language through their own initiative. However, it is possible that Hannah, as a result of her residence nearby, could participate in each of the lessons at the center. 41. C. There will be a test on the state of knowledge of the English language after the 12-month period. 42. D. According to our precise calculations, it is necessary that during the running 12 months, for the obtaining of the necessary knowledge of the group members, a daily study of 57 minutes has to take place, whereby all previously existing material is to be included in the study. 43. E. The sale of books that are already published as bound works must be urgently promoted, with Elsie and Bernadette, each individually and on their own initiative, taking over the foreign book sales. 44. They should independently visit the bookstores and place the already published books there. 35. F. Your wife has to lead the stock of writings and the sales of writings and books at the center and through the postal service, and she should also try to make the necessary addresses, etc. with a typewriter. 46. For this and other reasons, she should try to learn how to type on a machine. 47. In addition, regarding her, it is my personal wish that, starting on the 1st of September 1980, she only speaks with the children Gilgamesh, Atlantis, and Methuselah, as well as Atlant in their native language, and that Methuselah only speaks with Atlant in his native language, so that the children still have the possibility of learning the language in a very natural way. 48. This implies that she only speaks Greek exclusively with the children, except for the school work that she must do with them, as you explained to me once. 49. It is simply incomprehensible to me that so far, she has acted so irresponsibly and has not already taught the children their native language since their birth. 50. G. For outside work, in particular, garden, land, and forest work, all group members are required to be involved in such in the future as is necessary. 51. This goes without exception. 52. H. The order of the garden will occur in the future according to Quetzal's precise information, as well as the garden's production. 53. Quetzal's exercises, in addition to his technical, medical, and various craft occupations, also includes being a cultural creator and cultural examiner, so he is very well versed in these matters. 54. He will talk to you about this thoroughly after his return and give you the necessary suggestions. 55. I, the direction of the center, with the beginning of the 12 months, automatically lies in your hands again. 56. J. At the center itself, no new building expansion should be carried out for the time being, except necessary maintenance work, etc. 57. One of Quetzal's friends, E. Sobin, has dealt thoroughly with earthly civil engineering and is highly trained in it. 58. About Quetzal, he will let you know all of the necessities so that you can take these interests to hand according to his advice and suggestions. 59. In the future, neither smaller nor larger buildings are to be set up around the main buildings or in the open country. 60. The center should be a place of harmony and beauty, so everything must be designed in such a way that does justice to this picture. 61. So far, what has been designed and made under your direction is extremely satisfactory and very good. 62. Each of the planted shrubs and every tree that has been planted into the soil is landscape adorning and corresponds to our mental image. 63. Particularly, Quetzal has joyfully expressed himself about this and commented on what an excellent job you have done. 64. Regrettably, however, in the garden, everything has taken a turn for the worse, is neglected, runs wild, and is ignorantly designed. Although, this was completely different in the first year of the garden's development, and nothing can be done for the better. 65. K. In the land and forest areas, different passable ways still need to be designed according to Quetzal's instructions. 66. By and large, these are ways that you also have already deemed to be necessary. 67. L. The work begun with the ferry point should still be brought to an end before next autumn, as well as several other ongoing works, about which Quetzal will inform you in detail. 68. M. Within 3 years at the latest, the land and forest areas of the center should have been changed and utilized so much that a preserved operation comes about from it. 69. If it should actually be possible, all group members living in the center should be in full operation with their duties after the deadline, such that no more wage-taking work must be performed, as is presently still the case. 70. After this time, the operation should bring in enough as a gardening operation such that self-preservation is guaranteed in every respect. 71. N. In the future, Elsie is responsible for teaching all of the children. 72. At least a 3-hour lesson per week is appropriate, during which the children, according to their own will be taught all aspects of our mission and teachings in the future. 73. She has to ensure in this case and, indeed, elsewhere that she damns their insolence and their disputatious senses, which often give rise to inconsistencies. 74. It is a matter for them, as well as any other, to be taught and to discard everything that is of evil. 75. Oh, for the gardening operation that is to begin, I almost forgot to mention, Quetzal wants to leave you some seed potatoes from one of our potato varieties. 76. In a few weeks, he will leave them in your workspace for you, so you don't need to strive any further. 77. It's only necessary that you bring us one or two suitable containers, which you can simply position correctly so that we can simply provide them and collect them there. 78. P. In the future, your direction of the center should be tight, and any work that is to be carried out, no matter what kind, should always be done in consultation with you. 79. You will divide the work and arrange it according to your own discretion or according to our information. 80. All work of every kind has to be carried out according to a certain order, and no exceptions can be made to the contrary, unless you expressly arrange this. 81. In the coming time, timetables for the work to be completed are to be kept so that in certain specified periods of time, works should be carried out and be completed. 82. Exceptions can only be made in special cases. 83. This also means that in the future, the group members that are not directly living in the center have to cooperate in any work, and a monthly minimum of 8 hours will be assigned to them. 84. Only through this tight order, as is common knowledge to each earthly place of employment, will progress in all aspects be guaranteed. 85. Q. Through negligence, the already finished writings have not been produced so far in the necessary book format through a suitable printing process, so we have now made the determination that within the running time of the 12 months, 4 titles are to be produced in this format. 86. According to our calculations, the first to be processed in this format are the Law of Love, then the Decalogue, and the Prophecies. 87. We will leave the fourth book to your free choice, but I would personally like to point out that your storybook, which spoke to me extremely well, would be worth disseminating in quick succession. 88. It seems to me that this book is a work that appeals to all ages and that, despite its fantastic construction, provides an unusually large amount of knowledge and also stimulates much thinking. 89. The periods for producing the books are fixed at 3 months apiece, which we must hold to under all circumstances. 90. For this reason, the first completion of the first work must occur by the end of the month of November, 1980. 91. Afterwards, another book should follow every third month. 92. Are the coming time and the necessary changes require even further regulations to obtain order. 93. For this reason, for visitors of the center, if it concerns parties interested in all of our mission, certain visiting times must be set, which should extend to 2 days of the week and be limited in their duration. 94. One chosen for this is Tuesday, from 6 o'clock to 8 p.m., and the other is Sunday, during the time from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. 95. Visitor reception and their dispatching have to take place in each case and according to demand by 1 to 3 group members, alternating in their composition from week to week, and a 3-week rotation should apply. 96. To prevent long discussions, we have already made an arrangement that is to be kept. 97. So the following regulations apply. 98. First week, Elsie, Jacobus, Ava. 99. Second week, your wife, Connie, Maria. 100. Third week, Engelbert, Madeleine, Bernadette. 101. This system must enter into force as soon as the first of the 12 months has gone by, while the remaining persons not used for this task have to do the necessary budgetary work. 102. S. In reference to the night watch, we noticed that there is constant disorder and that different responsible persons often sleep during this task. 103. This should no longer appear in the future, but it should be that those who are responsible are alert in fulfilling their obligations in this regard. 104. Also with regard to the tasks, a somewhat unreasonable opinion prevails, as we have determined and as you have explained to us. 105. Among the tasks of the night watch are that those on duty must be sure to bring anything that might become defective due to weathering under the roofs or clear away any goods that are in the way. 106. T. With regard to the learning of the existing material, we must also set some deadlines. 107. The first material this applies to is the Law of Love, and a deadline is set for it at the end of October, which can be exceeded under no circumstances. 108. The main principles of these teachings must be learned by each group member in such a way that they can freely recite these without any written assistance. 109. This applies to all group members, except for Guido. 110. And those who are not residents of the center are also included in this. 111. A suitable test on what has been learned has to take place at the end of October. 112. You, the meditation finally has to be pursued by every single group member in the future, including Roland and his mother Ceci, who, in the future, are to complete their meditative exercises in the center at least once a month for 2 hours, which also applies to Carl, Ida, and Madeleine, with Madeleine being permitted in this present situation because we have drawn off our control disc. 113. From now on, she should truthfully strive and can no longer dedicate herself to meeting her sleeping needs. Otherwise, we also must pronounce a ban on the use of the center in this case. 114. These are the arrangements that I have to submit to you for now. 115. On the other hand, I still have to discuss various issues with you that we only want to discuss among ourselves. Billy, man oh man, that was a lot to take in. I can only tell you that I am going to go along with everything as long as nobody strikes back at me. Even if only one believes that he must strike back at me, then that's where I draw the line. Ta, 116. The given arrangements apply to everyone, even to those who are of the wrong opinion that they are better than the often named fallible ones. 117. But this actually applies to them, to those who are stubborn, rebellious, and disputatious and, in particular, this also applies to Elsie and your wife, with the latter group member being of the wrong opinion that she has privileges as your wife and doesn't have to obey your orders and can, therefore, act according to her own illogical discretion and do as she pleases. Billy, you tell her this just once. Up to now, you have always thought that I have dealt with her relatively and that I think she wears a halo over her head. You tell her just once that she also must strive, and quite tremendously at that. Ta, 118. I have just done this, and later, she will be able to read my words in the report, as will also be the case for Elsie. 119. For her, I still have something to say that will not be pleasant to her ears. 120. As in many other things, we were mistaken when we supposed that a stay in America for a longer period of time would change various deplorable traits in her. 121. Instead, it has had the opposite effect because she has not been given any new impressions on her trip, which made her completely overwhelmed by the country of America, as well as by the people who live there. 122. She has only seen a relatively tiny piece of the earth and, therefore, has the wrong impression that she has now seen and experienced quite a lot. 123. She was and is not strong enough to see and grasp the reality of these things, which is why she should not further try to take over a comprehensive task in that country or elsewhere or take a similar trip again. Billy, she certainly won't just leave it at that, and she also won't be pleased about this. Ta, 124. That is well known to me. 125. In her stubborn and disputatious sense, she can find all kinds of excuses to explain her concerns differently. 126. But now, my friend, we have other things to discuss. 127. Unfortunately, I must draw your attention to some very unpleasant things. 128. Certainly, you were well able to recall that on Wednesday, March 5th, Ceci Rugsinger and her son Roland arrived at the center in an automobile late into the night, after which you then sat with them and Margaret Rose, who had been present for quite some time, as well as, with your wife in the kitchen until well after midnight and discussed and debated all kinds of things with them. 129. At 3 o'clock, you were then called by my daughter Semyas to a contact, after which both of you then met at around 3:05 and spoke about some rather unpleasant things in reference to Vrenny and Beat, etc. 130. As you were being called by my daughter to the contact, you had to go down to the forest clearing below the chicken's pond, but you did not notice that Roland, his mother, and Margaret Rose secretly followed you to spy on you and hid themselves in the storage area below the pond, where they observed you and my daughter. 131. Thus, they saw Semyasa's faintly illuminated aircraft in the forest clearing, but also in the light itself, your friendly greetings and your entry into the aircraft. 132. Neither you nor my daughter noticed any of this. Therefore, she left her aircraft hovering just 4 meters above the storage area, where the three were hiding. 133. Only then did Semyas notice on her apparatus as the three observers, who were obviously very frightened as the aircraft flew away in a very low altitude over and above them. 134. But, Billy, but why did Semyas tell me nothing about this? All of this is incomprehensible to me. Ta, 135. I just wanted to explain that to you. 136. She told you nothing because she did not want to give you any concerns since the three were in the dangerous vibration area of her aircraft. 137. So she first came to me in Quetzal in order to inform us and to ask us what to do. 138. Consequently, we troubled ourselves to analyze the situation and found that the three had bad consciences imposed on them due to their actions and, therefore, decided among themselves to maintain silence over their misstep against you and the group members because they expected a sharp rebuke from you. 139. But their behavior will produce harmful consequences for them because unlike you, they are not able to shield themselves against the strong vibrations of the aircraft. Therefore, all three of them will take consciousness damage, which will already soon reveal itself. 140. Their consciousnesses will become confused, and soon, they will suffer from different delusions and fancies, which will worsen over time, and they will no longer be able to escape from these for the rest of their lives. 141. This will also, in the foreseeable future, lead to the fact that they will become alienated from reality and be removed from the scope of the mission. 142. But this will still take some time, so you should still allow them to continue the tasks of the mission, etc. However, do not talk to them about their misstep or about what is imminent for them. 143. Let everything happen in such a way, as it is unavoidable because the resulting horror and consciousness damage caused by the vibrations of the aircraft are absolutely irreparable. Billy, what should I say, then? It is all so damn sorrowful. I probably should have paid better attention that no one followed me. But you could erase the memory and these three, which would certainly fix the damage. Ta, 134. This is truly not your fault because this lies solely with the three fallible ones who had doubts about the fact that you were actually in standing contact with us. 135. They wanted to examine everything and did not listen to you when you explained to them that the vibrations, for the earth people and animals, are dangerous or even fatal. 136. And because unlike you, they cannot protect themselves from these vibrations by their awareness, they have now just taken irreparable damage through their senselessness and distrust of you and your explanations. 137. Unfortunately, your strange suggestion regarding the eraser of memory cannot be realized because the vibrations of the aircraft were so strong that the consciousness damage immediately appeared and, therefore, is no longer reparable. Ta's prediction was already fulfilled after a short time. Margaret Rose's thinking became more and more confused until she died, completely confused, in 2001 at the age of 92. Also, Roland and Sissy Rugseger's thinking already became confused very soon, quite obviously. In the end, Roland completely lost the memory of the fateful experience. Due to his confusion, he must be repeatedly admitted to psychiatric clinics. His mother, Sissy Rugseger, likewise suffers from strong confusion. All three, soon after their experience, were already hit by severe delusions and crazy notions, from which they have not been able to recover up to today, May 1, 2003. Note made at the request of Florana. Billy, yes, I have often explained that people and animals will take severe damage if they come within range of the vibrations of your ship, and that they will also take severe damage if you come into the vibration area of the Earth people. Ta, 138. I am well aware that you have explained these facts. 139. But continue to listen, because, in addition to the above, there is still another matter with regard to Ida and Carl Reinhardt. 150. Carl is honest and also very interested in the teaching of the spirit and in the whole mission. 151. Unfortunately, he is under the influence of his wife Ida, who cannot gain anything from the whole ordeal, which is why, in regards to her alleged interest, she plays a poor game and is not willing to carry the financial obligations that the rest of the group members have voluntarily taken upon themselves. 152. Through her greed and deceitful efforts, she continuously strives to alienate her husband Carl from the mission and all related obligations, as well as the group members. 153. This will, unfortunately, succeed in the not-too-distant future. Consequently, you must be prepared for the fact that the two will soon go their ways. However, at a later time, Carl will join the passive group against Ida's wishes and turn to the spirit teachings. 154. This, however, will still take some time, but his path towards this is certain. 155. Those are the unpleasant matters that I had to report to you, so that you can prepare for them. 156. However, this will not be an easy burden on you, because I know your thoughts and feelings and, therefore, know that you simply can't ignore everything easily. 157. It is also clear to you, however, that you can't change anything that has been said, because a look into the future has proven that everything will arise in such a way. Billy, then I will also be quiet about that. Ta, 158. That is the right thing to do. Billy, a thought hit me. If it is possible, I would like to ask two more questions. Ta, 159. Just ask. Billy. The first question refers to Adolf Hitler, i.e. the Nazi regime and the Vatican. You told me once that the so-called Holy See, that is the Vatican, the Pope, has somehow cooperated with Hitler. Can you tell me anything more about this? Ta, 160. There were two popes who got their hands dirty in the game with the Nazi regime. 161. These were the popes Pius XI, from 1922 to 1939, and Pius XII, who held his office from 1939 to 1958. 162. Both men have actively and consistently caused immense damage to the Jews through their machinations with Adolf Hitler and his henchmen, and both men completely and consciously accepted the murder of more than 4.5 million Jews and nearly 3 million criminals and people who were sick in psyche and consciousness by the Nazi regime. 163. Both popes have criminally cooperated with Adolf Hitler and have, absolutely and indifferently, accepted the Holocaust. 164. Quite deliberately, they have irresponsibly tolerated the persecution and murder of the Jews and the so-called final solution, whereby both popes still undertook incredible steps to promote anti-Semitism. 165. Thus, the Holy See, that is the Vatican, and the two popes, were in common cause with Adolf Hitler and his regime. 166. On June 30, 1933, Pope Pius XI and his cardinals and bishops even gave a resolution in writing that the Holy See would not undertake anything against Hitler or the whole Nazi regime, whereby the text of this resolution stated that as long as Hitler does not declare war against the Holy See and the dignitaries in Germany, the Holy See and the Catholic dignitaries in Germany should refuse to condemn Hitler's party. 167. However, both popes also cooperated with Joseph Stalin of the Soviet Union in a criminal manner. 168. Already in the single quote 20s, Pope Pius XI came to the dictator and forged criminal plans with him against Judaism, as did also Pope Pius XII equally when he reached church power. 169. Naturally, all of the cardinals were also involved in it without exception. 170. The whole thing ended only with Stalin's death on the 5th of March, 1953. Billy, thanks for the explanations. The other question is, do you know what really happened in the Big Bang? I mean about whether or not all building blocks already existed in the tiny energy flea from which the original explosion of the universe, that is the creation, arose? Or is it possible that all elements formed only after the Big Bang? How many elements, that is basic building blocks, were concentrated and where? And are the creation energy and, thus, the spirit energy also arranged at the nuclear levels? Ta. 171. That is not just one question, my friend. 172. But listen, 173. The spirit energy, or creation energy, consists of 7 nuclear levels which are of a fine material type, while the 7 nuclear levels of the real atom's coarse material form reach down into the first fine material level that is half material, half fine material. 174. In the material, as is the case with the spiritual energetic, that is creation energetic, planes, these more fine nuclear levels under the real uppermost nuclear levels are called subatomic levels by us. 175. There are 280 raw materials, or basic elements, and these were already contained in the tiny original core from which the Big Bang developed. 176. The elements did not form only after the explosion, but were already existent before in the tiny core which we call energy fetus. 177. To repeat, 178. As you understand absolutely correctly, the basic building blocks of original material consisting of 280 elements, which were the basis for all later matter in today's universe, were included in the energy fetus, which was the original core of all that exists in today's universe in all its dimensions. 179. Of course, all of the fine material elements were also equally included in the original core, that is the energy fetus. 180. The original generation of the universe resulted from an idea of the original creation, which created the original core, just a flea-sized product full of energy that was created out of a consciousness formed by itself and that accumulated its energy and evolved in strength. 181. In the balance of the accumulation of energy and strength, there originated all 280 basic elements and, with these, the energy fetus, in which an immense pressure and a temperature of millions of degrees developed, causing the original explosion of the universe, the Big Bang, as this process is called by you. 182. Ah, Quetzal returns. We want to hear what he has to report to us. Billy, in 1 hour, he has probably found out something. Ah, there he's already. Quetzal, 5. Greetings. 6. Unfortunately, I need more time than I had planned. Ta. 183. We discussed, in the meantime, the necessities. 184. But what has arisen now? Quetzal, 7. The buildings in the country don't look very pleasant, and this is unfit for the economic development of the land. 8. What exists with respect to the buildings represents an extremely poor design that was carried out by incompetent labor. 9. Moreover, Everything is in the semi-finished state and is, therefore, unsuitable. 10. Real and useful progress is not to be expected under the given circumstances, which is why a sale of the whole thing would be appropriate in order to acquire and provide something more useful elsewhere. 11. As I have found, just the boundary zone of Switzerland would be suitable for the relevant persons in the entire Austrian country if the possibility does not exist for them that they can move to the immediate vicinity of the center, which is very doubtful, however, given the Swiss laws. 12. Together with a rather unhealthy lifestyle in regards to food, the people are led an enterprise which cannot be productive. 13. They are members of an association that only lives off of products that contain very little or no animal substances. 14. Their appearance is also poor and unhealthy, which should draw the attention of our friend to them. 15. A new residence in an appropriate place would also ensure that the men can be trained in various organizational and industrial concerns, because in these things, they are not qualified enough to be able to construct something real and durable, as well as fully utilizable. 16. We would have to transfer this additional task to our friend Simias, 24. He already has enough of a load to carry. Quetzal, 17. This would be, however, the only possibility for the entire enterprise to be successful. 18. It would also be a very good opportunity to construct a second center in Austria. Simias, 25. Provided that the persons involved always agree and that the words addressed to us are serious, as we understand them to be, and also that they do not deceive us, because we are not fully able to create precise clarifications relating to this because our directives do not allow us to penetrate into the internal thoughts, etc. of the people. Thus, we can only fathom the superficial matters, but we cannot recognize lie and deception. 26. So we do not know if everything is sincere. Quetzal, 19. That will prove itself, once they are notified of our decision and advice. Simias, 27. Sure, we have to wait for their actions and their decision. 28. So we can postpone these interests and must still turn to other things that I now have to discuss with our friend, which must, nevertheless, remain among us. 29. These are as follows. 30. Billy, my head is smoking. Quetzal, 20. Unfortunately, we are not finished yet, because I also have to give you a few more concerns, some which must only be noted among us and some which must be noted in general. 21. As general information for the group members, the following regulation applies from the 1st of September, 1980 for the individual fields of work, because, otherwise, no order or peace will arise at all. 22. 1. Certain fields of work are to be carried out only by certain group members, and no other group member may perform any work in these areas, except by an arrangement on your part in the form of representation, when the situation requires it, so for example, in the case of an illness or absence, etc. of a person who is performing the particular field of work. 23. This regulation is irrefutable. 24. 2. The working of other group members in fields of work apart from those of a pure representative form should only take place by exclusive arrangement on your part if one particular field of work requires further work forces. 25. The center's management is to determine which respective forces need to be tightened. 26. 3. Jacobus is responsible for the work of the land, forest, and garden, whereby the shaping, planting, harvesting, and ordering will require your advice and consent or your instructions, but I myself will exercise a certain degree of supervision over everything. 27. 4. Jacobus is responsible for the work of the poultry yard, poultry lodgings, and poultry feeding, poultry products and eggs and meat, as well as poultry care. 28. 5. Engelbert is responsible for the work of printing and all other tasks related to the production of the writings. 29. 6. Your wife is responsible for the stocking and selling of books in the center, as well as for the shipping of tracts and books. 30. 7. Elsie is responsible for the work of instructing the children, as well as for the book sales at foreign lectures and meetings, etc., and also for the book sales to appropriate bookstores. 31. 8. Bernadette is responsible for the correspondence workspace, spell checking the spirit lessons, special tasks at your request, spell checking the contact report blocks, as well as the book sales at foreign lectures and meetings, etc., and also for the book sales to appropriate bookstores. 32. 9. Ava is responsible for the bookkeeping and for the general office work and, in cooperation with your wife, for the shipping of the monthly journals. 33. In addition, her work will include writing up documents of yours by special arrangement, for example the monthly production of journals, etc., and all other special tasks by your arrangements. 34. 10. Roland, Carl, Sissy, Dorit, Ida, Hannah, and Margaret are responsible for the work given to them from different work areas on a case-to-case basis, while Guido should only concern himself exclusively with the writing corrections because his medical condition requires this. 35. 11. All group members are responsible for spreading the mission to ensure that the interests of the Earth people are awakened and that interested parties are brought to the group, who cooperate and help in every respect. 36. Now, it can no longer be acceptable that a group spirit prevents new growth. 37. Now, the very mistaken view must finally be dropped that the present group members have more knowledge than outsiders. 38. It will soon prove itself to each and everyone that they are still very small in regards to real knowledge and have no authority to feel higher than the so-called ignorant ones. 39. That is what I had to declare officially to all, but I still have to discuss the larger part with you which, however, should not be official. Billy, of course, but it seems to me that you have forgotten at least one group member in your list. Quetzal, 40. You think of Connie. Billy, exactly. Quetzal, 41. I have deliberately left her out of certain responsibilities because she is still in her professional training and has to learn it in relation to this. 42. But she should not be excluded from the necessary hours of learning in the interests of our entire mission and in the teaching of the Spirit. 43. In regards to this, the same rules apply to her as to all others. Billy, then this case is clear. Simeus, 31. Sure, we will now discuss the large remaining portion with you, which is not to be included, however, in the present report, but only at a later time when everything has actually regulated itself and is found in its order and correctness. 32. Until then, you must remain silent about this. 33. Father and Quetzal, through a look into the future, stumbled upon the secret of our secret agreement. 34. For the time being, you should not talk about what we will now discuss. Billy, of course, I am silent, but I would like to give my concerns regarding the memorization of the principles of the teaching. Different ones will probably say that it is too difficult for them. What then? Ta, 185. As you know, learning in this manner lies solely in the will and interests of the people involved, and age plays no role. Billy, I know that, but whether they will understand that? Ta, 186. The want to understand will become clearly evident through the corresponding interests. 187. But now, let's please get to those other points that we still have to discuss among ourselves. 188. The morning already slowly dawns, and we should come to an end. Billy, as you wish. Go ahead. Quetzal, 44. Good. I also feel fatigue in me already. 45. As we. The following information was first made available to part of the core group in 2003. Until then, nobody knew anything about the following conspiracy conversation and activities between Semyas, Ta, Quetzal, and Billy. 2 days ago, Ta and I carried out an inspection via a look into the future and also worked through the contact reports between you and Semyas. We discovered that about 14 months ago, on June 4th of last year, the two of you decided upon a conspiracy, which you concealed from Ta and me. 46. You saw the grounds for this in the fact that we would demand you to explain everything openly to the group members. 47. Ta and I was shocked at your actions, but then we endeavored to understand the reasons behind your behavior. 48. At the same time, we found out that your motivations were completely accurate and correspond to what induced us to enter into this conspiracy and maintain this until further notice. 49. Like both of you, Ta and I also now know that through this alone, by playing this game ourselves, everything with the mission and with the group members will result in a good manner, so that in the coming time, everything will still fulfill itself. 50. This must, however, be kept silent for the next few years. Otherwise, the psychological effect would be lost, and everything would still take a turn for the worse and towards failure. 51. So now, we are in a group of four and playing a role of a psychological form in relation to the fallible group members, which is very unpleasant, indeed, but will also be goal-fulfilling. 52. It is possible, however, that you could initiate into our conspiracy those group members to whom you could explain the relevant matters in confidence. 53. Nevertheless, the greatest caution is required because even the most trustworthy ones can make a promise and then betray themselves in any conversations. Ta, 189. That is why it would be better if you did not leak out any information because everything else could still be jeopardized. 190. Our look into the future has clearly shown that only through the keeping of silence, and in accordance with our actions, will everything actually turn to the good. Billy, I will also do so because I think it would be unfair if I would inform certain group members and would withhold the information from the others. And actually, I also think that through carelessness, everything could fail if the privy group members carelessly allowed something to be reported. I don't want that, however, because my sense is aligned to the fact that everything finally comes to order and the mission begins to bear fruit and to fulfill itself. That's why Semyas and I seized upon the psychological basis of the conspiracy. Ta, 191. I must admit to you, my daughter and you understand a great deal regarding the psychological treatment of people. 192. Already, the specific psychological actions have already come about from your conspiracy idea, which is a peculiarity of your thinking. 193. Such behaviors are not given to us, which is why I am very surprised that my daughter has also come to this idea and implemented this with you. Semyas, 35. You should not be surprised about this, father, because I had an excellent teacher in our dear friend. 36. He has shown me in past years, in purely private conversations again and again, the behavior patterns of the earth people and has taught me how they should be treated. 37. And because one of my fields is psychology, I got used to working during all of those years in a psychological manner, which I learned from Billy. 38. So in the end, it was clear to me as to what way we had and have to go, in order to let everything still thrive and bloom. 39. Thus, our friend and I forged the conspiracy on June 4th of last year, after I had fathomed the way through a look into the future and found out that everything would turn out for the best if we just followed the discovered path. 40. That you and Quetzal have now likewise fathomed everything through a look into the future was also something that I foresaw. However, I hid this from our friend so that he would not be worried. 41. So I also saw that you, Father, and you, Quetzal, would deeply fathom everything and thoroughly think everything through, in order then to enter into our plan. Ta. 194. It was good, my child, that the both of you acted in such a way. 195. I, as well as Quetzal, actually would have been against your conspiracy and would have wanted open words and statements if you had explained everything to us. 196. Only through our look into the future and the recognition of the fact that from this alone, everything will turn out for the best have we concluded that your agreed upon method is exclusively correct. 197. So yesterday, I submitted the whole idea to the High Council, which was very much surprised at your actions, but then concluded the same. Quetzal, 54. How did you say it once, my friend, what you call such an action as you and Semyas have done? Billy, dear friend, anyone who does something in the way that Semyas and I have done with the conspiracy, such people are called by us sly dogs. However, sly dog only refers to when something is done that passes close to the law and honesty, without violating the law or honesty. This also applies to our plan with the conspiracy because we do not want to do wrong, but aim at something good and valuable. Quetzal, 55. So as we, Ta and I, see it, both of you are sly dogs. Semyas, 42. It is an honor for me, together with our friend, to be called a sly dog. 43. Thank you, Quetzal. Ta, 198. But now, quit your joking. Billy, the case is now well discussed, is not it? Quetzal, 56. All necessities were, indeed, said. Billy, then I would like to ask one or two more questions if you still have the time. Ta, 199. If it won't take too long, then ask your questions. Billy, it is about the fact which you, Ta, explained to me on the great journey, that a nuclear furnace bubbles inside of our Earth, so to speak. I also noted that for myself because it was not given in writing according to our contact. But now, I am not quite sure anymore about what you said in regards to whether or not our earthly nuclear reactor is responsible, among the rest, for the Earth's magnetic field. However, you explained that our Earth's nuclear furnace will still function for a few million years but is already in a stage of cooling down. Ta, 200. The center, that is the most internal core of the Earth, consists of a nuclear fusion entity, as you express with your words. 201. Nevertheless, this core is decreasing in its activity and, consequently, will expire in a few million years. 202. And actually, this nuclear fusion core is involved authoritatively in the maintenance of the geomagnetism, which will break down when the core stops its activity, that is expires, breaks down, and cools off. 203. This means then that the cosmic radiation will strike uninhibitedly on the planet and radioactively contaminate it and, therefore, make it uninhabitable. Billy, this information is sufficient. Then still this, Guido asked me whether I knew the reason for the disappearance of the Mayan culture. Do you know anything about that? Quetzal, 57. One reason was very strong climatic changes, which extended approximately over 230 years. 58. A time during which the Yucatan Peninsula, where the actual Mayan culture was settled, was hit by many droughts, which cost many people's lives or forced them into migration. 59. Another reason was tribal wars and acts of war with foreign Indian tribes. 60. Also, many people were carried off by epidemics, not only in the actual central area of the Maya, but also in all the other areas where the Maya resided, such as in the areas of Belize, Honduras, and Guatemala, etc. 61. The total population of all the Mayan tribes added together was about 17 million people. 62. During those approximately 230 years of natural and environmental disasters, the epidemics and wars to which the Maya were exposed resulted in the fact that these indigenous peoples and families of languages disappeared in southern Mesoamerica, southern Mexico and northern Mexico, Guatemala, Belize, and Honduras. Billy, ah, so it was. Unfortunately, I do not know much about the Maya, just a few things that belong to the general standard of education, like, for example, in regards to religion. There were numerous gods in all tribes, which were divided by the Maya into good and bad classes. The chief of all gods was Itzamna, the so-called god of heaven or sky god. In the Yucatan, the rain god Shuk played an extremely important role. The gods could change their shapes at will in each case and, thus, take on any form. In their ever-new combinations, the gods of the Maya were of great importance with respect to their prophetic calendar. There were prophesying priests who were in the habit of inquiring the influence of the gods on the fate of individuals with the help of oracles. These priests were also responsible for astrology and for the observation of the stars and, logically, also for the calculations of the calendars because time and its activity played a very important and central role in the thinking and life of the Maya. Today's distant descendants of the Maya have been integrated for a long time into the developments of their respective countries. When the Mayan cultures disappeared and the Spaniards conquered Mexico, etc., there naturally arose the indigenous stunk, which, along with the descendants of the natives, were Christianized by the Spaniards. Thus, there were also the so-called social rebellions, such as the Guerra de Casta, War of Chaste in 1847, as well as the Messianic Salvation movements, such as the Tzotl Uprising from 1867 to 1870. This is part of the history of the distant descendants of the Maya and of their recent history, like the extremely bloody conflict between the indigenous small farmers and the military regime, when the civil war in Guatemala and the uprising of the Zapatistas in Chiapas, Mexico took place. By the way, this uprising was filmed under the title Viva Zapata, Live Zapata, a film which I already viewed many years ago. Now, in the 19th century, insurgent Mayan descendants, Mesahuals, established in Quintana Roo and in the Yucatan the so-called free small states, in which the traditional forms of Indian life were maintained, which found its realization as the so-called concrete utopia. This arose in the middle of the 19th century, which could then assert and maintain itself against the Mexican army into the 20th century. However, 1915 brought an end to all of this, when Emiliano Zapata, as he was then called, on April 10, 1919, was murdered in Cuernavaca. From 1906 he played a very important role as a revolutionary leader and farmer with the base in the Mexican state of Morelos. He then, of course, helped during the Mexican Revolution that broke out in 1910. Emiliano Zapata was not very old because when he was murdered, Cuernavaca, April 10, 1919, he was only 36 years old. He was born in 1883, note, according to Sfoth's information, not as adopted in 1979, in Nenicaelco in the state of Morelos. Since his death, it permanently ferments with the Indians in the underground. So it can be expected that there will ultimately arise one more liberation movement from it. That is what I know, so not very much. Simias, 44. You are too mortis because you know more than I do in regards to these matters. Billy, it's certainly only half as bad. But if I may, can I ask another question, if you still have time to answer? Ta, 204. There is, indeed, still enough time to answer a question. Billy, good. Thank you. It concerns the toxoplasmosis disease. This is an illness that is transferred from cats to humans, as well as from contaminated raw or not well-cooked meat of animals and birds, as well as fish that came into contact with the toxoplasmosis pathogens through contaminated cat excrement. Fish and birds, for example, because they received food that was contaminated in this regard, which is also the case with most diverse mammals. But a person can also, through direct contact with cats, be infected with the toxoplasmosis pathogens, for example, in that he can be licked by the animal or come in contact with the mouth or fur in which the toxoplasmosis parasite may have been caught, etc. The question, now, is this: how long can one expect that this evil will affect the people of Earth? Ta. 205. We do not know that exactly. However, we are certain of the beginning, when the Earth people added to themselves domestic animals, which was the case about 14,000 years ago. 206. There were animals already being kept by Earth humans when they still did not know of domestic buildings. 207. Thus, we have evidence that already more than 290,000 years ago, humans kept certain animals that they used for their protection or use. 208. But now, my friend, it is time for us to go. 209. If you have further questions, then you must ask these at a later time. Simmias, 45. In the meantime, it is now 4:16 a.m. 46. Once again, it's been a long night, but it was necessary in order to discuss all of these matters thoroughly. Billy, it will cause me a great deal of trouble to take in this whole report again and then write it down. I already have all kinds of outdoor work to perform, which I will certainly not finish before the 1st of September or even the 1st of October. Rather, I estimate that September will pass before I reach the edge. Simmias, 47. It won't be bad anymore if you submit the necessary points to the group members before the 1st of September and if the necessary enterprises and changes are initiated. 48. If this is done, then it won't be very important if you can first write down my transmissions in October. Billy, well, if that's possible, then it's good for me. Simmias, 49. The opportunity is given to you, but now, go to sleep. 50. Until we meet again. Quetzal, 63. I wish you a peaceful sleep. 64. Farewell and until we meet again. Billy, bye together. I am also rather tired. Ta, 210. Go in peace, my friend, and know very well that I know how difficult what is coming will be for you. 211. If you are not able to keep it up, we will not reprimand you. Of that, you can be assured. Simmias, 51. That also lies in my sins, but now, farewell. Quetzal, 65. I also agree with those words. 66. Until we meet again. Billy. Bye together, and sleep well. Bye.